All right, on this Monday morning, a very nice looking day out there. We'll detail the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. Our next guest is a former investment banker, current professor, ordained minister, philanthropist, former NFL safety Jack Brewer, who's had a lot to say about the demonstrations that have taken place since the Memorial Day death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. He's online with us right now. Jack, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, and I appreciate you joining us this morning. You played and lived in Minneapolis. Was it apparent to you at that time that there was a problem with the police force there?
You know, every police force has some issues, and I think, you know, growing up in Minneapolis from in my later years, I was there as a freshman in college. You know, I'm not going to say I was always a fan of the Minneapolis Police Department. I thought that, you know, there were issues, and I think, you know, the sad thing is a lot of people knew that there were issues, and so, you know, the issue that we saw in Minneapolis came because of a lack of leadership, and there's no reason that police officers should have still been on the force. I think when you have a lot of these cities that are ran by progressive leaders, they oftentimes don't want to make decisions because they avoid confrontation. And that's what we're witnessing. And you know, you talk about a police officer with 17 violations. He stays on the force. There's another person that died in his hand. And so, you know, this is much bigger than just a racial issue when it comes to George Floyd.
These protests over the last several weeks have been pervasive. They've been in every major U.S. city. They've been in small towns. What's different now as compared to protests of years past? What's happening right now that's different, and what are the next steps that need to be taken, do you think?
What's different is media, access to instant media, social media, and everyone can see everything right away. I think that's what you're seeing now, is that this culture is much different. And so, you know, in the past, whether it was Rodney King or, you know, you had Ferguson, the Ferguson issue, I mean, the nation was upset. I think this one was different because you sat there and watched for so long and people could feel just the lack of humanity. And you could just see the evilness on that screen for almost 9 minutes on that man's neck. I think that really just hit the core of the nation, and I think everyone agreed that was wrong. And so, you know, I always said that this was the greatest opportunity for us to unite around that. But, you know, there's so many things that started to happen, and identity politics start getting involved in it, and it just escalated. But it really is sad to see, because when you get to the root of why this happened, it's spiritual, man. It's evilness, which is much bigger and goes beyond racism, whenever you're able to do that. And then when you start talking about police reform and you start talking about things that need to systematically change, that starts with leadership. I mean, you have a city like Minneapolis where the mayor gave up the police department and let people burn it down, and then go on to burn and loot hundreds of small businesses. And that's just sad. It really is. And I think that lack of leadership then caused the rest of the country to see what we're seeing now and continue. But, you know, we all know that there's systematic changes that need to happen in many police departments across America. At some point, you know, you should not have a union be so strong that a person who commits bloody murder is immune from getting arrested right away, and two, you know, let out in most cases, getting paid leave. That's just not right. I think that system must change, and the only way you do that is if we have leaders that are willing to go in and stand up against these progressive mayors.
Jack, what about national leadership? You've been a supporter of President Donald Trump, and yet the president has said very little about this. He's not given that major speech on race that so many people think he should. What does the president need to say? How does he need to say it?
Well, he's actually given, I think, three speeches on race now. I mean, I was actually at the roundtable in Dallas last week where he laid out specifically and talked specifically about what needs to happen in the police forces across America. The problem is that speech got cut off. It was covered by Fox News, and that was about it. It gets cut off. So if the mainstream media is not going to cover things fairly, to do a major speech means everyone has to cover it and promote it and write articles about it. I know firsthand, and I spoke to the Attorney General myself, and I know that they're working on things, systematic changes that happen in the police department. I mean, you're talking about an administration that has passed the most sweeping criminal justice reform in the last 25 years. So, you know, when you hear people say, oh, they're not doing anything, I mean, President Trump's administration was the first administration to actually prosecute a police officer for a federal hate crime in 2018. It had been almost 20 years since a police officer had got prosecuted for federal hate crime, but no one talks about that. And so I think the media needs to step up. I think the media is the one who fans the flames of evilness. I think they want that narrative and divisiveness to continue to happen. Otherwise, they'd be fair and balanced and call a spade a spade. I mean, it's just not right to say that a man who has let out more black people out of jail and did more for fairness in our criminal justice system than any president since Abraham Lincoln. It's just not right to say that this man is not doing anything when it comes to race in America. It's just not.
Jack, I wish we had more time, but we're going to have to leave it there. We appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yes, God bless you.